WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. State lawmakers are introducing bills that would change Wisconsin elections. Both Republicans and Democrats have their own proposals, but they introduce them together at a press conference, a rarity here in Wisconsin. Republican Representative Scott Krug from Nakusa presented the Republican plans. His bills include standardizing drop box rules, creating standard early voting hours, and new rules for election observers. One of the most notable among his plans, a bill to allow poll workers to begin processing absentee ballots on the Monday before Election Day. Most states allow that, but Wisconsin does not. A similar bill last year was blocked by Republicans in the state Senate.
This package that I'm looking to introduce this week does take into account a lot of the things that President Trump has said about elections. We need safety, we need security, we need to know who voters are, but we also want to make sure that, you know, we understand that we set the line in Wisconsin, that we have our own election system.
Meanwhile, Democrats' proposals largely focus on increasing voter education and accessibility. Under their plan, high schoolers would get voter registration forms and be allowed to pre-register before they turn 18. Their bills would increase accessibility training for poll workers and mandate that elected officials work a shift as a poll worker so they understand the system. Representative Lee Snodgrass from Appleton.
I have seen time and time again my colleagues making false claims about election security or administration. And as I tell people, there's no better way of learning than doing.
Their plans would also increase protection for clerks, their staff, and poll workers. Krug has signed on as an author of three of the Democrats' bills. Lawmakers at that press conference made it clear they don't agree on all these proposals, but they'll get a chance to talk about problems and potential changes when they go through the committee process. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
It's the Packers and the Cowboys. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers play the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. Jordan Love says they learned some tough lessons in Cleveland during their loss to the Browns.
Every week is opportunity to learn and grow and experience things as a team. And obviously, you know, I think defense did a great job last week. You know, offensively, special teams, we didn't do enough.
Baseball, the Brewers have tonight off after beating the Padres 3-1 in San Diego. Aaron Ashby awarded the win. Abner Uribe got the save. Pat Murphy.
Jansen gave us, nobody's mentioned Jansen yet. You guys paying attention to the game? He caught the whole game. He caught six different pitchers. A walk, a hit, and a homer. You know, I thought he was great.
Yeah, catcher Danny Jansen out of West High School in Appleton, Wisconsin, on coming back to Milwaukee against the Reds with the magic number down to one.
Yeah, it feels great. Good momentum going home for the final three games. You know, in front of our home crowd, it's going to be amazing.
That's the Brewers' Danny Jansen with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
A small conversation can make a big difference. Asking someone if they're okay is important. And during the Suicide Prevention Month, check in. And remember, 988 is always open. A message from the Civic Media Radio Network.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to around 53 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 81. We're going to keep the sunny, dry weather rolling through the rest of the week, the weekend, and well into next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Tired of that Golf Channel day and night? Maybe it's time to get out there. Coldwater Canyon Golf Course at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. A traditional front nine and a link-style back nine. Perfect for a family outing or a stay-and-play package. And Chula has new thrills like the futuristic Rainbow Rapids Water Park Edition and dual zipline racing. Plus Wisconsin's number one rated steakhouse, all on site. Check it all out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Friday morning, we'll have a MaxSync preview with Rocker. Lots of great original music.
And we're doing away with Idiocracy for just a moment for Web Wisdoms.
The John and Gordy Show. Weekday mornings, 6 till 8.
92.7 WMDX. Because you can't solve everything with yoga.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you. Cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Makes me wider.
Look how many views Tuesday night's monologue already has. 6.7 million. That's over 25 times as large as the median Jimmy Kimmel video normally gets. And I was looking, it is by far the largest video in at least 6 months. So if Donald Trump's idea was to give Jimmy Kimmel more press and more viewership, he absolutely did so. Of course, I don't think that is what Donald Trump intended to do.
The regular TV numbers over 6 million, and then I think it's up to almost 20 million views on YouTube. Hilarious backfire. Nicely played. All right. Look who's fancy in his car outside the Clinton Global Initiative, where he just came.
What?
I didn't get that news. I want Alexis.
He's very handsome.
Dr. Irwin Redletter joins us now. MSNBC medical expert. Dr. Irwin Redletter.
And now he enters.
Here he became Dr.
Dr. Irwin Redletter is the founding director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness and senior research scholar. Oh, hi, Dr. Fancy Pants. Hi, how are you?
Fancy Pants, the guy didn't even have a tie on, yet she calls him Fancy Pants.
Yeah,
I'm fine. And actually, you know, yesterday I was telling Chris at the Clinton Global Initiatives, on the main stage was a conversation between Bill Clinton and Gavin Newsom. You've
wow.
heard of him, of course.
Yes, I've heard of both of them, yeah.
Two charismatic, you know, guys having this talk, and Gavin was quite incredible, I must say.
Yeah. We are all about the Gavin out here in California right now. So, Doc, you talked about Ukraine, obviously, on your panel.
Yeah.
We were just saying... not only was that speech at the UN a disgrace, but it is just head spinning that apparently just whoever he talked to last. So I guess the good news is because he talked to Zelensky, suddenly he does a 180 on Ukraine. But like we were saying, all Putin has to do is call and either threaten him or bribe him, and he's back the other way.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
You know, like wait till Monday, and
right.
he'll have a conversation with Putin, and then you know we'll get another. You know, he's changed his mind. In his speaking over the last couple of years about Ukraine, 19, it's now 20 times where he's had a public reversal of whatever he said the last time he talked about it. And believe me, you know, this is a 1-2 punch this week because that was horrendous how he behaved in the UN. But Monday was when he gave that extraordinarily stupid press conference and briefing from the White House about Tylenol and pregnancy and autism, and I'm telling you, our hairs were standing on end.
Can I see?
It was
can
crazy.
I tell you my favorite headline this morning? Fox News, senior medical analyst. There's absolutely no proof whatsoever Tylenol causes autism. I mean, so
We were saying, Doc, I guess someone was saying, I guess because, you know, Bobby Jr.'s, like, life mission has been to say that, you know, vaccines cause autism. Maybe no matter how hard he tried, he couldn't come up with that, so they can come up with Tylenol, which is equally ridiculous.
It is absolutely ridiculous. And the thing is, there were a couple of things there were, you know, the whole thing was full of misconceptions, lying, and anti-science pronouncements. But the two things that were really terrible was, first of all, making pregnant women who need Tylenol, the only really safe pain medicine you could take during pregnancy, making them feel guilty about not taking something they absolutely need medically. And they must take it.
Yeah.
And to make them, to say to them, oh, you got to tough it out. What an absurd thing to say from the president.
Yeah, and so misogynistic. I mean, it's just...
So horribly insulting to women. And the second thing, of course, was the way Dr. Markey, the FDA guy, was basically talking about kids with autism.
Yeah.
How they're horrible to look at and this and that. What a horrendously insensitive thing to say out loud. Even to think it is terrible, but to speak it,
thank you. And to make parents feel guilty or bad or something. And can I just say, Carlos Alsraki was on yesterday, and, you know, as someone that's toured with him, he is so remarkably kind to his fans. Mm-hmm. And so he does a lot of these Comic-Con things, and he was talking about the number of, you know, kids with autism that come up that are fans of one or other of his cartoons or shows. And somebody, one of them apologized for, it's like, oh, that's my autism. And Carlos said to them, autism is your superpower.
Yeah.
And so he's going to make a T-shirt with that.
Yeah.
And I was like, thank you, Carlos. That's a beautiful story, you know, just in the wake
of all
this.
It's an incredible story, yeah. And look, this is something, you don't know the right word to describe this administration. Well, there's several words, but, you know, in a matter of a couple of days, to say something bizarrely inappropriate and dangerous about health care and then go to the UN and act like a fool in front of every nation on the planet, you got to wonder what we've been thinking to allow this guy to have a second term here and to run wild with this crazy ignorance.
And you posted, this post is worth repeating. You said parents don't listen to POTUS or RFK Jr. Why? They're not doctors. They don't understand science or public health. And they're flat wrong. That paraphrases what I said on MSNBC after this disgraceful clown show of a White House briefing about unverified connections between Tylenol and autism. Awful. I mean, you're going, this is the guy that told you to drink bleach and shove a UV light up your ass? I mean, I was having COVID flashbacks. I was like, this is the Kennedy none of the Kennedys even listen to.
By the way, but Stephanie, this was far worse than even what he was, you know, for the bleach thing and all that garbage there that we heard during COVID. He turned around to Dr. Burke and said, hey, you know, what do you think we'll just kind of recommend bleach to people? And that was very different than what he did on Monday, which was look in the camera and say over and over and over again, don't take Tylenol, just you tough it out.
Lysol.
Don't take Tylenol.
Lysol had to release a tweet saying, do not drink Lysol to cure COVID. I mean, this is the timeline we're in. Did Tylenol really release a tweet saying, nice try, release the Epstein files? Maybe
not. They did not.
I guess someone just mocked that up, but it was funny.
Don't put that out there that they did, please.
But it was funny. This is Senator John Thune yesterday.
I think that science ought to guide these discussions, these conversations, and our decision-making around our health. There are studies out there that they reference, but again, I think there are an awful lot of people in the medical community who come to a different conclusion about the use of Tylenol.
They just won't flat out say these people are lunatics. John Thune, by the way, could not clearly say, no, Trump cannot run for a third term. Right? I mean, they're just so terrified.
You know, this is what he said was sort of tiptoeing around the issue. We don't want to rile the guy up. Yeah. So I'm going to say something soft, like, oh, you know, there's other opinions about the data. And I think that's cowardly, Stephanie. I think it's absolutely cowardly. Like every other time that Republicans who know better, and there are Republicans who know a lot better, keep their mouth shut when they should be raising the rafters about Donald Trump.
Oh, here's one Republican who doesn't know better and really is unhelpful on just about every subject. Representative Nancy Mace. Here we go.
I don't know if you guys have been on social media this morning, but you've got pregnant women recording videos of themselves taking Tylenol, which has now been linked to autism, and they hate Trump more than they love their babies. I mean, that, to me, it is so insane on where we are today. Like, the Democrat Party has some ownership in this, and they need to take responsibility for this. They're denying science. They're denying there's violence when they're egging it on.
Oh, my God. It's the gaslighting,
God, I love a little gaslighting in the morning. It's like... You know, it's really, you know, shut the hell up. It's kind of like, you don't even know what to say anymore. It happens over and over and over again. You run out of superlatives, and you're stuck listening to this crap comes out of the president and his whole administration.
Yeah.
And, you know, this time he assembled sycophants in every single area. There's no opposition in the White House.
Because he is a bully and a liar, Doc, he has turned his entire party into that. I wanted to flag one of your blue skies. You said former CDC head Dr. Susan Minara, as a true public health scientist, testified before a Senate panel. RFK Jr. fired her because she refused to pre-approve new vaccine guidelines before data was shown. It's America in Wonderland, where competence and truth is punished and incompetence is rewarded. What I wanted to flag about that, I don't know if I mentioned it, Doc, was this Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, the Republican. I don't know if you saw him bullying her and basically calling her a liar and threatening her and saying, it's on tape. It's on tape. You're meeting with Kennedy.
It wasn't on tape. But
thank
anyway,
you.
Yeah.
Thank you. They had to later, the chairman had to say, well, why wasn't this provided? And then he had to admit, of course, there's no tape. He was just lying and bullying her, right?
Yeah. You know, this would have been so intolerable not even that many years ago. You don't have to go back 5 decades to remember a time when people could not get away with that. Trump has unleashed the ability to openly lie by leaders in our Congress. And it's a shame. And hopefully we'll start reversing some of this in the midterm elections in 2026. But we're going to have to work like hell and make that happen, actually.
And, Doc, here's, I guess, what passes for good news. More than half of registered voters are not confident in medical information cited by Bobby Kennedy. 57%, that's nearly 60, say they're not so confident or not confident at all. I mean, not good to not have confidence, but when it's Bobby Kennedy, I guess that's good that at least some people are still believing in experts
and
science.
But when you're Dr. Doom, you say 40% of people seem to be totally fine with what he's saying. That's a huge chunk of Americans.
Right. I mean, the Wall Street Journal torches Trump's anti-Tylenol campaign. The conservative Wall Street Journal, they said if a drug company made the unproven claims aired at the White House, the FDA would threaten legal action after observing that higher rates of autism were likely attributed to broader diagnostic criteria and heightened public awareness. The newspaper put forward a reason to continue recommending pregnant women use Tylenol. They said he is raising the public fear about a useful medicine in a way that could harm maternal and fetal health. Whatever happened to do no harm? I mean, again, that's a right. So these things didn't used to be partisan, just, you know, some public health and science and facts.
Yeah, well, this is not their strong suit. And to have the president, and by the way, I don't care what president is, to be giving specific prescriptive advice from the Oval Office, that's completely insane, really. What business does he have of even mentioning anything about health? You know, in the past, they'd say, let me turn to my Secretary of HHS, which in this case, of course, would be horrible. But that's what people would do. No president would stand there and berate women for taking care of pain and fever while they were pregnant, especially since doctors are recommending it. It was a horrible display of incompetence and dangerous pronouncements from the Oval Office.
Yep. Well,
a shame.
Happy Thursday. Happy every day. Something horrible.
Wow. All right. Well, guys, Doc, we'll see you next week. Hang in there.
Tell the Clintons we say hello and that Chris will be following up for those bookings, and we appreciate you.
Bye, guys.
Coming on today. Goodbye.
Thanks, Doc.
He seemed to ignore that. All right, fine. 19 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by FTD Awareness Week. We have someone very close to us who lost a loved one to this. Frontotemporal. I don't know if you've watched any of the Bruce Willis documentary. It is heartbreaking. Frontotemporal degeneration. That's FTD. It's the disease that forced Bruce Willis to retire from acting. It's the most common form of dementia for adults under the age of 60. Many people are and doctors even aren't familiar with it. Uncharacteristic personality changes, apathy, unexplained struggles with decision-making, movement, speaking, or language comprehension are the most common symptoms. It's often misdiagnosed as bipolar disorder, depression, sometimes just a midlife crisis. It is World FTD Awareness Week. You can learn more about this disease and important steps you can take to preserve and maximize quality of life by visiting the Association for Frontotemporal Degeneration at AFTD.org. Find help, share hope. Go now to AFTD.org.
Could be worse. How? Could be raining.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles. Your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity, even sell your property. You won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when is the last time you checked your home title? If your answer is never, like mine was, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. You'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection, 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts for any changes, and if fraud does happen, they spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie right now. That is HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. Well, do you know what the three pillars to good health are? Great diet, lots of exercise, and great sleep. And if you snore, you not only keep others from a restful night's sleep, it can be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, even memory loss. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented mouthpiece invented by Dr. Jonathan Greenberg that uses a tongue seatbelt because the tongue is one of the leading causes of snoring. Zepa also moves your jaw forward, keeping your airway open with a 91% success rate. From now till the end of October, put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. With every order, they'll donate $10 to breast cancer research. Go to Zepa.com, use the code PINK, or text the word PINK to 511-511. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. Don't forget the code is PINK, or text PINK to 511-511. Remember Zepa. That's happy Z spelled backwards. Stopping snoring is happy. Text fees may apply. That's Zepa.com. The code is PINK.
Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local civic media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is Bay, B-A-Y. Bay. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
This is Chad Spate. Are you thinking about improving your home? At Chad's Design Build, we're proud to offer remodeling done well with love. And our commitments to you and your home convey that love and spell our name. The Chad's experience is structured to provide excellent communication, honesty, accuracy, detailed proposals, and satisfied customers. We're also committed to making your home comfortable, healthy, attractive, durable, and sustainable. If you want a quality remodel and a quality remodeling experience, go to ChadsDesignBuild.com to learn more.
Stuck between two lakes and loving every minute of it. That's Madison. Geographically unique, politically passionate, proud of our quirks. While you're trying to find parking on Willie Street or hunting takeout on State, WMDX keeps you connected to what matters most in our one-of-a-kind community. Real news and great conversation. WMDX.
is a commercial. It's a message delivered to the people, in this instance through your radio speakers, into your ears. Why, it's like a movie for your brain. This radio commercial is directed to the business community. If you want to reach more customers, you should be using WMDX Radio. It's that simple. Just email sales@WMDXradio.com and let our crack sales team show you how to make your business grow with the number one medium known to humankind, the radio commercial on WMDX. Long may you wave.
I'm crazy for this little
Stephanie Miller.
I'm freaking for my little baby, 'cause she makes me feel good.
Yeah, Pete in Wisconsin. Hello, everybody. Hi, Pete.
Hey, good morning. So, hello?
Hi. Go ahead.
Okay, so Chris had an earlier point about the Dallas shooter being a gamer. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to make a point about that, but in a roundabout way.
Okay.
So in the early 2000s, I think it was the Lincoln Project, Guys and Gals, basically admitted that they used fear to push their people to the polls,
sure.
Right?
Yep.
They pretty much all said that they did that. And to your point, Chris, in The Gamer, that's where Steve Bannon got his start. Mm-hmm. I forget which chat boards he was in, yep, and which game it was, but he started looking at, like, all these lonely, disaffected guys there,
yeah,
and he saw an opportunity. So he's weaponizing loneliness.
Absolutely.
But both loneliness and fear all lead to the same road, which is anger.
Nihilism.
And so we need to somehow, some way figure this out. And somebody with, you know, more power and authority than I have, or I'm just a freaking chucklehead from Wisconsin, but somebody's gotta stand up and say, this isn't right.
It is virtually always a young white, guy that has access to you know, weapons. And I'm sorry, you can't tell me this guy's that bad a shot that he's anti-ICE and he just happened to shoot three detainees and not harm one ICE officer. I mean, I didn't hear them say anything about, you know, sympathy for a detainee that was killed.
Nope, not at all.
By the way, Other 98 says ABC gave Trump $16 million, hoping he would leave them alone, and now he's back threatening lawsuits because they brought back Kimmel. This is why you never pay off a bully. They just come back for more. And sure enough, like I was saying to Dr. Redliner, I guess, Disney's stealing itself for retaliation from Trump now that they brought Kimmel back. Trump suggested he could take legal action against ABC over the decision to air Kimmel. Brendan Carr said the FCC could review broadcast stations' licenses over concerns they aren't serving the public interest. Bloomberg reports Disney had anticipated the administration could go after their broadcast TV licenses, but it believes it has a strong legal footing to fight back against these type of efforts. I'll say they do. Mm-hmm. It's time to stop backing down to lawsuits that you will definitely win because they are meritless.
Yeah.
Disney also has business deals that need regulatory approval. I mean, I guess at this point they don't care how overt they're being, so if he vetoes that, it's pretty clear. Once again, it's vindictive and not based on anything. Elizabeth Warren, by the way, said everyone who spoke up against Trump's censorship of Kimmel showed that the First Amendment is not for sale, but the fight isn't over. That's important. She said Trump won't stop pressuring media companies to erode free speech in exchange for secure mergers and regulatory favors. We must keep fighting. Thank you. Oh, look at this just in. Tylenol researchers find disturbing link between Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein. Oh, my goodness. We didn't talk to Dr. Redliner about that. That's...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Pardon me. Thank you. Carlos is the first one that brought this up on the air yesterday. We just mentioned it again. Attorney Ryan says Trump disappeared 1,200 human beings from his godforsaken alligator Alcatraz. Where are they?
Nobody knows.
And what's the media
Nobody
doing
knows.
About that? One more. Talbert Swan says, I am not interested in white people telling me why they believe it's not racist to disparage black women and question their intelligence, call black pilots unqualified, lie on black people with false crime statistics, call the Civil Rights Act a mistake, say Martin Luther King was not a good person, deny the existence of systemic racism, call George Floyd a scumbag, delegitimize black pain, and call justice advocates existential threats to white Christian America. I just, done, Chris, done being lectured. And we have the perfect person to talk to about that. Former Republican strategist Sherry Jacobus. I got it. Next.
W MDX. Talk radio with more bike lanes.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX. Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We've got new information in the case of that former Sun Prairie dean who's now facing charges for child sexual exploitation. Robert Gilkey Meisegeier is accused of crimes in local and federal court. He was the dean at Sun Prairie West High School. Earlier this week, the district released dozens of pages of documents about their investigation into him. Those documents revealed an investigation into another staff member accused of having an inappropriate relationship with a student. According to the State Journal, the documents show Gilkey Meisegeier was fired after becoming aware of another employee who had sexual contact with a student. And the documents show he did not go to police or to the district. Instead, he told the employee who was accused. In Wisconsin, most people who work in education are mandated reporters. That means under state law, they are legally required to report it if they suspect some kind of child abuse. These documents show Gilkey Meisegeier's failure to report this other staffer is what led to his firing over the summer. It's not clear who that other staffer is, whether police have been notified, or whether they still work for the district, according to the paper. As for the investigation into Gilkey Meisegeier, you'll remember that the district got a letter in April from a student saying he was inappropriately involved with one of her classmates. The document showed the district investigated for 3 days, where the student, her parent, and Gilkey Meisegeier all denied it, and they closed the investigation. Meanwhile, the license of one of the people involved in the whole case is now under investigation, too. WISC reports the Department of Public Instruction is now investigating the license of Sun Prairie School District's Human Resources Director, Chris Sadler. The former principal of Sun Prairie West, Jennifer Ploger, is also having her license investigated by the Department of Public Instruction as well. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to around 53 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 81. We're going to keep the sunny, dry weather rolling through the rest of the week, the weekend, and well into next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local Civic Media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is Bay, B-A-Y. Bay, text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
Maggie Dawn.
Broadcasting live from the Reisinger family Hilltop Farm. We talk to the Reisingers about their family farming tradition, the Farmer Angel Network about the mental health crisis impacting agricultural communities, and last, the Wisconsin Farmers Union.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Mm-hmm.
White House was told by ABC that his show was canceled. No, they weren't. Something happened between then and now because his audience is gone and his talent was never there. Why would they want someone back who does so poorly, who's not funny, and who puts the network in jeopardy by playing 99% positive Democrat garbage? Who puts the network in jeopardy? You hear that? There's the threat again. This time, straight from FCC Biscuit's mouth. He goes... He says, I think we're going to test ABC out on this. Let's see how we do. Last time I went after them, they gave me $16 million. This one sounds even more lucrative. A true bunch of losers. Only Donald Trump would try to prove he wasn't threatening ABC by threatening ABC.
Yep.
All right, Jimmy Kimmel, hero of democracy. Hey, we have another one. It's her first appearance here on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yes.
I am so excited about this. I've heard her on Bob Seska's show and Jody Hamilton and on and on. Sherry Jacobus, former Republican strategist. I said it right.
You did.
You said it right.
Hey, Sherry, I've been wanting to talk to you forever, and this is a perfect week, isn't it? I mean, you posted.
It is. Thanks for having me.
You said, be the one who makes the difference. Jimmy Kimmel is back because of us. Arizona just gave us a new Democratic member of Congress. That one new member may be the vote that ensures release of the Epstein files. So, Sherry, talk. So you're right on top of your thing, says former Republican, never Trumper. Talk to me a little bit, because you were a spokesperson for the RNC. My dad was the chairman of the RNC, right? Ran with Goldwater. So I come from your Republican background. Talk a little bit, just first of all, why you're so fabulous. Let's start with that.
Why I'm so fabulous? Okay. I don't know about that, but I was a moderate Republican. I'm from Peoria. I worked for Bob Michael when he was Republican leader, where he and Tip O'Neill would hang out and actually get things done. Right. And I don't even think that the Newt Gingrich Republican Party in the mid-90s is like this. Although, you know, I actually thought he would be opposed to Trump. So I was shocked in 2015 and 2016 when establishment Republicans started falling in line, not behind Trump. They weren't there originally, Stephanie, if you remember, and a lot of them were kind of surprised. But they wanted to maintain their position as a cog in the wheel, keep their lobbying gigs, their TV gigs, their, you know, monthly ladies Republican lunch at the Loudoun County Country Club or whatever. And they thought that he wouldn't win. And then they thought, well, we'll just get through it for a few years. And then some of them just went all in. Some have fallen by the wayside. So I was a moderate Republican, worked on Capitol Hill leadership, ran campaigns, did the whole thing. I left the party the day after they nominated Trump in 2016.
Oh, yay.
I thought he was going to lose, but I wanted nothing to do with people who were even willing to go along with it this much. I never wanted to sit at a strategy table with them. I just wanted no parts of it. So I became an independent. And then I eventually became a Democrat. So I'm still a political strategist, but for Democrats now.
Wow. Right. Wow. So, oh, yay. She's using her superpowers for good now. Yay. We have to take Michael Steele out for drinks and bring him back to the light.
Michael Steele was one of my very first clients when I started my business. He was running for comptroller in Maryland.
Yeah. He's one of those poor Republicans still blowing on the embers of your dead party, just trying to bring it back to life.
Yeah.
I mean, but go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, he likes poking at them. Yeah, and maybe there's a part of him that still holds out hope that they'll come around and change. I don't know. Yeah. But you know, he has a big platform, so he does a lot of good. I don't think
he does.
Whether his party registration matters that much. He has this real impact, you know, using his microphone. So good for him.
And he's hot, and he triggers my daddy issues. So anyway, that's a whole other story. For another day. I want to talk to you specifically this week, Sherry, though, about Jimmy Kimmel, which I think is a huge victory for free speech. But you posted in October of 2015, Trump told Fox News to take me off the air for telling truths about him. They did. In February 2016, Trump told Jeff Zucker to ban me from CNN for telling truths about him. They did. Lewandowski defamed me on Morning Joe, and they refused to let me defend myself. MSNBC stopped having me on. So you know a little bit about what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So
yeah, this isn't new from Trump at all, is it? He's done this, but, you know, I was kind of a nobody, so no one paid attention. By the way, MSNBC eventually did start having me back on in prime time for a while. But, this started in October of 2015, Stephanie. I had been on Fox News you know, as it for years, and CNN and MSNBC, and it really shocked me. I was living in New York at the time, and it shocked me that a primary candidate in the Republican primary could pick up the phone and have this done, because he was such great ratings. Remember, and no one took him seriously. They didn't think that he'd really win the primary, become the nominee, let alone win the presidency. So they all threatening, basically saying, "You do what I tell you to do, or you lose my ratings." You know, they fell in line, and so this happened pretty immediately with me because I knew all about the Super PAC. Washington Post did a piece, and then Corey Lewandowski slamming the phone down on the reporter, and they're threatening to sue. So I step up on Twitter. I didn't know how to thread things, so I just numbered them at the time. And I said, they told me all about it because they tried to get me to work for them. In fact, I didn't even agree to an interview. I was having lunch with an old friend of 30 years who was headed over from the exploratory committee to work for the Super PAC that they later claimed they never had. That was what the whole thing was about, the whole article. There was a Super PAC.
Can I just say, Corey Lewandowski, who's definitely not having an affair with Christine Ohm, seems delightful.
he's a piece of work. So I never met him or heard of him. So I'm just having meet my friend for lunch, and he brings along Corey Lewandowski, who I'm like, why is he here? Well, they admitted they had to ambush people to try and talk them into working for the campaign because they couldn't get anybody to meet with them.
Wow.
And I was somebody, I'd been approached for, like, political director for Carly Fiorina's campaign. I just didn't want to camp out in Iowa for a year, and just felt a little too old for that. And so, I gave them different names. So I was somebody with all, there were so many people running in that primary. Right. So I was somebody that, you know, they run things by. So this was, you know, but I didn't agree to an interview with them. So that, then they laid, when I was telling the truth about Trump on TV, and that's when they defamed me and said, oh, she begged us for a job and didn't get it. She went hostile, you know, that sort of thing.
So maybe.
And they obeyed him. And
that's what I was going to say. Maybe you weren't as surprised, as Kamala Harris was with the capitulation, because you've seen it before.
Right.
But that's what she said. The thing that surprised her was the capitulation. I mean, and also the velocity.
It surprised me, but that was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I was surprised 10 years ago. Big difference.
Yeah. I think, you know, we're seeing with Kimmel what happens when, I keep saying it every day, Sherry, like, courage is contagious and so is cowardice. And I think that's what we're seeing in the media. Do you feel like the Kimmel thing will help some more people find their spine in the media?
No. I think that
That,
you know, they're owned by the suits. I think that it's kind of done. They started doing this in 2015 and 2016. I remember living in New York, and Chris Cuomo had his morning show on CNN, and he and I were friendly. And one day after the show, he goes, "Have you eaten? Let's go out for a plate of eggs." He bought me breakfast because he wanted to pick my brain how he could beat, you know, Fox and Friends, or at least, no, he wanted to beat Morning Joe. I think Fox and Friends was out of reach. And so, you know, because I'd been on all the networks for a long time, and I said, "Well, what's this 24/7 coverage of Trump?" And he said, "Well, the other candidates won't go on." I'm like, "Wait, what do you mean? You can't get John Kasich on?" And I said, "That's because all you guys do is you talk about Trump. These guys have their own agenda, so they're waiting for you." This was like August of 2015. I said, "They're waiting for you guys to get past this so the real primary can start and they can talk about their own agenda." Because, you know, they say the same thing about John Kasich, who I love and worked with when he was, you know, budget committee chairman. He's kind of like Chuck Schumer. The most dangerous place to be in Washington was between John Kasich
and a camera.
You can't get John Kasich to go on.
Yeah.
The problem is you guys. It's you guys. Yeah. So the media has been doing this.
Yeah.
They stopped being journalists when it comes to Trump at least a decade ago.
Yeah. My opinion is a day with less John Kasich on TV is a good day. But anyway, by the way, I don't know if you notice, I like everything you say on social media. I retweet.
Thank you.
You said Trump fears.
Yeah, I don't hold back.
But you said Trump fears smart and powerful women, hates them. He doesn't want women in the military because they aren't as gullible as the young white nationalists he's trying to recruit now to be loyal to him instead of the United States. I mean, loyalty to him, this is everything right up into this James Comey possible prosecution. You said Trump caught ordering Bondi to prosecute Schiff, James, Comey, anyone who successfully and or forcefully exposed and acted on his crimes. That is an impeachable offense. Thank you. Yet another one.
Yeah.
Do you think they're really going to, I mean, there is apparently no there with James Comey. I mean, but do you think there, but obviously I feel a little like this Zelensky thing. He just wants to be able to say he was indicted or say he's under investigation, right?
Yeah, yeah. Just remember, you know, Trump called up President Zelensky and basically threatened him. It was a quid pro quo, blackmailed him. You know, you better launch a fake, announce that you're launching this investigation of my opponent, Joe Biden, or you're not going to get USA. And Republicans in Congress let him get away with it. He got away with that. He gets away with everything. So, and remember, this is a guy, Stephanie, who stood there in the Oval Office with Russian spies, essentially, with only Russian press, which are basically spies, and bragged about the fact that he had gotten rid of Comey and gotten rid of the investigation into Russian interference. It's out there. There's no question what Trump is doing. I think the question for us is, how do we allow this to proliferate. I can't speak this way.
Yeah, that's right.
Allow this to go on.
That's better. Yeah. That's what I do. I just switched it.
Yeah. So, we've got some soul searching to do with that, and hopefully we'll do better in the future. I guess we were just all still so in shock that we could have somebody in office who would do this. But yeah, back to the women thing. Trump is afraid of women. Pete Hegseth is now using the Charlie Kirk murder and Charlie Kirk as a recruiting tool now for the military. They want all these young guys, just like they're trying to attract the ones to ICE and to Homeland Security, young white nationalists, Trump loyalists, just like in the Secret Service. Remember in January 6th, those Secret Service guys were loyal to Trump and they all deleted their text messages that day. Joe and Jill Biden had to switch out their Secret Service.
Yes.
And I don't think it's any accident that that day, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris had a scheduled but non-public meeting at the DNC on January 6th, which meant the Secret Service would have done an advanced sweep of the area as well as the building, and they missed a pipe bomb.
Yeah.
I question, were they loyal to at that time, Trump was president, so the Secret Service would have been assigned to her would have been from Trump.
Yeah.
From the Trump administration. And he had taken this weird action where he took his top Secret Service guy and made him deputy White House chief of staff, a political job. So, there is a precedent of him doing this. He wants his own militia, his own army, loyal to him, not to
ironically,
the United States of America.
Sherry, you posted almost the same thing Jimmy Kimmel said. You said, don't let MAGA get away with this grotesque exploitation of Charlie Kirk's death. He did not deserve to die, but he was for public executions, including of Biden. MAGA is for public executions of people they hate. Kirk was said to accept a certain number of gun deaths as the price we pay for the Second Amendment. I mean, I keep asking, Sherry, how is quoting him exactly like you just did their hate speech, and it wasn't hate speech when he said it, right?
Well, now that they know that they can succeed in getting Kimmel off the air at least for a while, I don't think they're going to give up this easily. Because remember, Sinclair still kept him off the air, and he still, his monologue still broke all records just from online stuff and YouTube. So, we're not going to be silenced. Jimmy Kimmel is not going to be silenced. But I don't expect it to end here because the suits, the people that control this stuff, they are still obeying Trump. But in terms of quoting Charlie Kirk, we're quoting him accurately. And the only thing MAGA says is, oh, you're taking it out of context. Well, no, we're not.
No.
I mean, give us the context then. I mean, there is no context.
Yeah.
Just like, Trump saying that it's the left doing this. And remember, he was the one that was retweeting the meme where they had Joe Biden bound and gagged, a picture of him lying in the back of a truck.
And Kamala Harris. Yeah. Same one with Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And J.D. Vance now saying, the left is promoting all this hate speech when you call people Nazis. Well, the only elected federal official in this country who's ever referred to Trump as a Nazi is J.D. Vance.
Yeah, exactly.
So the problem is that this information doesn't reach MAGA. Some don't care, but close elections are won or lost in the margins. And I tell everybody, because I think we can't just let people be upset. I like to give them ideas. I'm a strategist. I've run campaigns, and I'm pretty good at it. So if you can give people a to-do list, they have to know that their vote matters, their voice matters. Everybody should use their power. Gavin Newsom is using the power he has. As individuals, most people have less power, but collectively we have a lot, and I think the Jimmy Kimmel situation is an example of that. The election in Arizona, the special election the other day that gave us a Democrat, and now that's enough votes to vote, force a vote in the House of Representatives yeah. on releasing the Epstein files. So it matters. I mean, there are some races
I wouldn't.
In Maryland where people win by 40 votes
yeah.
for a House seat. So everybody's vote matters. And
yeah.
if you can change one MAGA mind, it matters.
Yeah. No, I'm sick of the, you know, Democrat bashing and what's wrong with the Democratic Party. When we keep winning election after election, Grijalva won by 17 points in Arizona a couple
more,
days
more
ago.
Than her father did in
yeah.
that same
yeah.
same
thank
district.
You. Yeah. Thank you. And just, I love you for pointing out the hypocrisy. You just said weird how MAGA tried to hang Mike Pence in a public assassination in front of the world, including his family on January 6th, but are upset that Charlie Kirk was publicly assassinated. I think both are horrifying. MAGA still think Pence and Pelosi should have been assassinated publicly. I mean, you've got to call out. I know sometimes the hypocrisy is so overwhelming, it's hard, but I think you got to keep calling it out, right?
Yeah, and Charlie Kirk wanted to have a GoFundMe so they could get the guy who assaulted Paul Pelosi with a hammer. They wanted to get them released, you know, get bail and get him out of prison. So
yeah.
It's not hate speech. It's not being negative. It's not being incorrect or lying when we point these things out. And you know, people like to shoot the messenger. Well, you know, I'm kind of sick of that, because when you're telling the truth and you are the messenger, you know, we're doing it for good. But this business about, you know, it gets to the point where Jimmy Kimmel is kicked off the air by the suits for just saying what's true.
Yeah.
You know, we have a real problem here.
Yeah.
Especially when you've got Brian Kilmeade over there at Fox,
yeah.
who's calling for a Holocaust. We're going to, you know, involuntarily kill homeless people and the mentally ill. I guess that includes veterans.
Oh, and one of them just called
for
bombing the UN for Trump's own guy stopping the escalator by accident and them running
yeah.
the teleprompter.
Yeah.
So don't even. Yeah. I mean, but you know what? It is a good week for America when Jimmy Kimmel is back and Sherry Jacobus makes her first appearance on
yes.
the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hey.
We love you. It is Politics with Sherry Jacobus, the podcast. Follow her on all the socials. So great to have you. I hope we'll do it again soon.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Sherry. She's super hot. I didn't say it right to her.
No.
I waited until she's gone. Oh, she's still here. Okay, 50 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by me running through my field of greens.
That's right.
Yeah. We all have two ages, our actual age, or the one I lie about on my birthday cake for this weekend.
Well, yeah.
Uh-huh. Or our bodies. I'm basing it on my body's internal biological age.
Okay.
I have likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. You know why? A lot of Americans eat too many processed foods, not enough fruit and veggies. That means you could be 10 years plus older on the inside than your actual age you are. You're a ticking time bomb. You are a 60 minutes clock.
Tick, tick, tick.
Right? Major university study suggests how to slow aging and defuse that biological time bomb. Participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. They didn't change anything else. Every fruit and vegetable in there has specific health benefits, cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging and support my big lie here at the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yep.
Check out the university study. Get 20% off right now if you use the promo code Stephanie at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com. Type in Stephanie.
Remember, you heard it on this channel first.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, fall is in full swing. Perfect time to refresh your wardrobe with pieces that feel as good as they look. Luckily, Quince makes it easy to look polished, stay warm, and save big without compromising on quality. Quince has all the elevated essentials for fall. Think 100% Mongolian cashmere from $50, washable silk tops and skirts, perfectly tailored denim, at all at prices that feel too good to be true. Getting chilly where you are? Ooh, they're wool coats. They look designer level, but cost a fraction of the price, and the quality just as good, if not better. By partnering directly with ethical top-tier factories and cutting out the middleman, Quince cuts out that middleman to deliver luxury quality pieces at half the price of similar brands. I'm not kidding. It's the kind of wardrobe upgrade that feels smart, stylish, and effortless. I love accessories. I got some amazing earrings. Keep it classic and cozy this fall with long-lasting staples from Quince. Quince.com/Stephanie. Free shipping with your order. 365-day returns. That's Quince.com/Stephanie. Get free shipping. Quince.com/Stephanie. Well, the state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, and overwhelmed, right? Like we're going in the wrong direction, there's nothing we can do about it. But there are many ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do is switch your phone to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits like Friends of the Earth, Reproductive Freedom for All, the ACLU. Over the years, that's added up to over $95 million. Now more than ever, progressive nonprofits need support. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get fast, reliable coverage, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone, your current number. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart, easy way to make a big, big difference. Go to CredoMobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you can get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use that code STEPH25. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. One more time, that's CredoMobile.com. Don't forget, type in that code STEPH25 for 25% off your service.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Are unauthorized immigrants eligible for federal Medicaid coverage? No. Unauthorized immigrants are not eligible for traditional federally funded Medicaid health insurance and never have been. A 1996 law also requires most authorized immigrants to wait 5 years for eligibility. 14 states, not including Wisconsin, use state funds to cover unauthorized immigrants. President Trump has proposed cutting federal Medicaid funds to those states, which could drop 1.4 million people from health care coverage. In Wisconsin, Medicaid covers 1.28 million people at a cost of $12.1 billion. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
What up?
Stephanie Miller.
What? Yeah. Dana Goldberg coming up. Yep. Fantastic, amazing women. Sherry Jacobus, fantastic.
They put the flow back in your ear.
Yeah, they put the flow back in my ear, man. Dean Obadala, our friend, says new Gallup poll finds only 29% now satisfied with the nation's direction, the lowest since January. New Quinnipiac finds Trump with a pathetic 38% approval rating. But corporate media will ignore these polls and continue to cover Trump like he is not the failure that he is. Yeah, little context, maybe. Little context would be nice. Mike Nellis, our new best friend, said Trump is finally getting his way. It sounds like the DOJ is going to indict James Comey and Letitia James. This petty revenge tour is going to continue unless Congress and the judiciary finally stands up to Trump. I mean, you know, Ellie Honig, I mean, we'll ask Glenn Kirshner tomorrow, they're obviously saying, first of all, I don't see how he doesn't have its slam dunk malicious prosecution case because Trump never shuts the up about, you know, that it's obvious retribution. So Ellie Honig said he believes the DOJ will have a tough time making a perjury charge stick against FBI director. First of all, because it doesn't appear to me that he lied, so there's that. He said it's important to keep in mind it's really hard to bring and prove a false statements or perjury case. You have to prove a couple of things, that it was false, that it was intentionally false. It's easy to get an indictment. That's much different than what you'll need to prove someone's guilty at trial. He argued Trump's own words and actions might hurt the case. He said Trump replaced the prosecutor in this office, said specifically in his post it's because he wants Jim Comey, among others, to be prosecuted. I promise you Comey's legal team will use that. I one hope so. All right, Dana Goldberg, next.
WMDX, smarter than your GPS on John Nolan Drive.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Jeopardy champ Ben Chan into the studio. He'll make the popcorn pick of the week. And Norm Kapeski from Appleton Cigar drops by to talk about his beard contest.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Lace up your sneakers, Wisconsin. The Walk to End Alzheimer's is coming to Madison on October 5th. Walk with WMDX in honor of someone you love and help us move closer to a cure. Registration is free and easy. Start or join a team today at alz.org/walk.
Snooze, you lose out on 50% off of all items in store for Verlo Mattress's moving sale. Available only at the East Washington location and only for the month of September. Check out these once-in-a-blue-moon deals. American-made, locally crafted, Verlo.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubosky. The White House is warning federal agencies about the potential for mass firings of workers if lawmakers can't agree on a funding bill. Democrats are demanding concessions in healthcare spending. Former FBI Director James Comey could be hit with federal charges today for allegedly lying to Congress from the new attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia, Lindsay Halligan.
When Halligan reported to work Monday, sources tell ABC News prosecutors presented her with a memo recommending that Comey not be charged with the crime, saying there was not enough evidence. But sources tell us Halligan is prepared to seek an indictment anyway, that she will soon attempt to convince a grand jury there is probable cause to charge Comey with lying to Congress and obstruction of justice.